audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Bill Bellamy is in the studio house tonight.
You know what? I feel like a part of the family. We've come a long way, guys. We've come a long way together, man. Oh, you've solved all my problems. Thank you very much.
No.
Yeah, no.
It's been quite some time since Bill's been in here.
It's like 3 months.
No, almost 9 weeks.
Four days.
He's got something to plug. I know how it works.
Yeah, I'm actually, this weekend, I'm performing down in Brea, a brand new club, Improv's Off the Hook. It's going to be a wonderful weekend.
Wait a minute. There was no Brea Improv before this?
It was, but it was small, you know, it was kind of tiny or whatever. They went and expanded and, you know, put it in a new building and things like that.
Let me say this. I was thinking about this before I took my nap tonight. I often, it's my time of reflection. Oh, no, wait a minute. It's time I beat off. I reflect later after I get up from the nap. That's right. That's my order.
You reflect about how you feel guilty and never do that again.
Oh, no, that's after that. Yeah, but I was thinking about Bill Bellamy, and I was thinking, this guy is a legitimate celebrity who you can go watch do stand-up in the flesh. It's not like some of our other, you know, it's not like a Jeff Ross. And God bless him. I love Jeff Ross.
Right.
But come on, he's Jeff Ross. You know, and we know a lot of these guys.
Right.
They're not actual, they're comedians, they're not celebrities.
Right.
And a Bill Bellamy, celebrity. That's the point.
I don't know how I did it.
I don't know why you did it.
I don't know why. I mean, you know what?
Why are you doing it? You're a big celebrity. He doesn't need to do this. That's what I'm saying.
The thing about it is, yes, you're right. I don't really need to be doing stand-up.
Right.
But when I came in this business and I started out, nobody knew my name, no nothing. I was just grinding it out in New York, being a stand-up comic. And it's my thing. It's sort of like my nirvana. You know what I'm saying? When I'm on stage, like, I always write. Even if I'm doing a TV show or whatever.
This is, Adam, when you talk like that, Adam here is like Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah, 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 wah. The idea of work,
right.
B, standing in front of people and producing an entertaining experience. Adam, I know it's a stretch for you.
Man,
some people actually enjoy that.
I love it. I mean, if I didn't like it, I wouldn't do it. And I love to, you know, get out there and meet the fans, the people that, you know, come to my website, that, you know, come to me on the street, or people that grew up with me on MTV. You know what I'm saying?
And are you one of those guys who got started when you're like 11 or something? Like you were doing stand-up. You knew you wanted to do stand-up when you were 14?
I had no idea.
Good. Don't you hate those guys?
Sometimes I wish I knew. Like, I was like, man, I could have been doing my dream earlier, but I guess everything happens at the right time, you know, prepared me for whatever. But sometimes I'm like, how did you know you want to be an actor at 8?
Yeah, I hate but I don't like anyone who knew what they were going to be, even if it's an, you know, could be an attorney.
I knew I was going to be a postman.
I don't care if it's crackhead.
Right.
If you know in the 8th grade I'm angry at you. I don't like that.
You don't like that.
Your head should be spinning around. You should, like, I thought I was going to be a pirate astronaut.
What?
When I was in the 9th grade. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I didn't know. I was
pirate astronaut.
I'm going to be a pro football player / pirate astronaut. Like, I was still in high school when I thought
we'll
that.
When I was in eighth grade, I thought I was going to be a lawyer or something.
Oh, really?
I was thinking I would want to be a lawyer. I wanted to be a NBA basketball player. I wanted to be an architect.
Yeah,
I wanted to be able to like to draw my own home when I was little. I was like, oh, well, it'd be so cool. Like if I could just draw a building and like then somebody would make it. Oh, that'd be my building. BB. Ah! Didn't happen. Way to go, B.
White guys never do that. I never go like, I'm going to build my own building. AC!
You know what I'm saying?
Because otherwise,
come on, man, you can say that. I'm sure you have some way out dreams, man.
I know, but I never shout my initials at the end of them.
Oh, you didn't?
I never would.
Come on, man. You ever see like Trump Plaza? Like when I was a kid, right?
Oh, that's true.
And I'm like, damn, he got his own building, Trump Tower. I mean, how do you get your name like Bellamy's Tower?
Bellamy is a good name for that kind of.
You know, Bellamy Apartments, man. It might be like, you know, Bellamy Projects.
Yeah, it's
I mean, at least as long as I've owned it.
It sounds like a nice part of town.
Nah, it could be
Bellamy.
Like,
we live in Bellamy.
He's from Bellamy Heights, man.
Oh, Bellamy Heights. Bellamy
came
Heights
up different. He started boxing out of Bellamy Heights. He came up through the mean streets. He found his way into a boys' home over in Bellamy Heights.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, Bellamy Heights could be bad. All right. So anyway, you can see Bellamy over there at
from
the,
Bellamy Heights
at the Brea Improv, and that is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mm-hmm. That is starting this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Let's see, two shows on Friday
and
two
Saturday.
Shows on Saturday.
Yeah.
And for what it's worth, I miss Fastlane.
Yes,
I like that show.
Oh man, let me tell you, there are a lot of disappointed people out there. I thought that Fox was very, very courageous in trying to do a show like that for TV.
Yeah.
Just when we get the show right.
Right.
Just when we figured out what characters are doing what, and, you know, whatever's this, and Tiffany's doing that, and Peter's doing that. Cut.
Well,
just
know,
like that.
I was thinking about it, and I was thinking it had to be a really expensive show
it
to
was.
Make.
That was really the problem we had.
It's
because
like making a movie. Have you ever seen the show, Drew? It's a crazy stunt,
car
shot
crashes.
On film,
yeah.
locations yeah. everywhere. I
yeah.
mean, it had to be made. It seemed like it was like
expensive
making a
stars.
Medium.
Yeah.
Tiffany, I
charged them a lot.
It's like making a medium budget film every
in
week.
8 days. And truly, that's what it was. I mean, we couldn't consistently get the numbers that we wanted or that the network wanted, because it would be like 1 week we do fabulous, right? The second week we do decent. Third week we do fabulous. And then the fourth week we'd be like nobody would watch. Mm. So then they stopped us for baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Just as the momentum is going good, they stopped us for baseball for like 5 weeks.
Yeah.
How do you find Fastlane?
No, you can't find
it. You're looking at Joe Millionaire.
No. And also, when you think about what it costs to produce Joe Millionaire as opposed to $1. Fastlane.
And he ain't really a millionaire.
No.
He's
go.
Broke. He gets paid $100, and he gets to screw up about, how many women he had on that show? About 20?
He screwed about 25.
Yeah. They need to let a brother be Joe Millionaire. I'm tired
of this.
Butler,
too.
Yeah, you're right.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Or at least the Bachelor.
Yeah, The Bachelor could
and
do
let
it.
Him and it should if you don't do a brother on The Bachelor, they should at least do like at least two black girls, because the first one's gone the first day.
How about just doing one called Taboo, and it's the black dude and it's all white blonde.
Yeah, yeah.
I would watch that.
Yeah,
that is something.
That
for
should
everybody.
Be like that should be the OJ. That show would be called the OJ.
Just a bunch of lily white blonde haired chicks.
I mean,
and
like
one
so
guy.
Lily white too, like Becky.
Yeah,
Susie.
And the guy.
Aaron.
The guy, he's not Bill Bellamy, I'm sorry, but it's the dude who plays.
Thug, like a real crazy 50 Cent.
You know the Reebok commercials? The guy plays the office linebacker?
Tate.
Tate, the office
Terry
linebacker.
Tate.
Yeah, it's that dude.
It's got to be him.
He's
that
loud,
would be hysterical.
Right. Right.
And he's got to pound them out, like, in between commercials. All you hear is,
right.
I told you I was a linebacker.
And then you're like. Coming up this week, a very special episode. Tate doesn't rape anyone. Turns out he blew out a knee raping last week. And
right,
now
so now he's talking.
Very special, but it's a special episode. I would watch that, Drew.
I have no doubt you would.
It would get ratings. I would be right on top of that.
Right after.
How do you work with this
straight
guy?
Eye for the queer guy.
How do you work with this
guy? He gets paid. He gets paid the same as me, which I find ridiculous.
How?
Imagine
how?
Getting paid
Phil,
the same.
Shut up.
He went to school, man.
Thank whatever. You.
That's you didn't go to school. You've been crazy your whole life.
I didn't go to school, but I say, who makes more, you or Seinfeld? And then he shuts up.
Seinfeld made a
That's
lot of cake.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
But you're saying you're Jerry Seinfeld status, and you're getting like Gary Coleman benefits. It's not right.
Yeah, not even Coleman.
There
benefits.
You go. Taking some calls.
All right, I'm saying I'm the comedian.
You the
his,
man.
His doctor.
So you're saying you Kobe. You Kobe.
I'm Kobe.
And he's Derek Fisher.
No, I'm saying I'm Kobe, and he's the chick from the worked at the hotel. That's what I'm saying. Now hold still and shut up.
Right. You wrong, Adam.
Well, is he guilty? Let's talk about this.
Oh, my God.
I got to know.
What say innocent. I
say innocent?
Innocent.
I hope he's innocent,
I hope
too.
He is, too. I don't want to see anybody catch a flat like that, you know? I mean, I'm hoping that he will be rectified, that the girl doesn't go through too much, but I doubt it. I think it's going to be somebody's going to take a fall, right? They're going to probably, you know.
I don't know.
Somebody's character is going to get assassinated.
I'm a rapist.
Trouble. Drew, please. We're talking about Kobe.
Oh,
now.
Sorry. Okay.
This is going to be. It's going to be big.
It's going to be ugly.
And
man.
I'll tell you all. And all Kobe can hope for. And I know it's going to sound horrible, but I was thinking the other day about how 9/11 got a few people out of trouble. Not the people involved with 9/11, but Ellen DeGeneres, and not Ellen DeGeneres.
Gary, the guy who
Condit.
Gary Condit. He was so excited.
All it was, you know, all the talk was Gary Condit and what's
her
name?
Chandra Levy,
and he killed her, and he had her killed. You never heard about it again.
No.
What's her name? The female comedian was boozing and feeling up
nine-year-olds
and everything. She was, like, arraigned on that day. You know what I mean?
Oh,
all
really,
this
man.
Stuff just went away. So,
so
all
we
I'm
need
saying,
a big event.
I'm not.
Not bad, though. Let's not.
Don't keep your fingers crossed, but if you're a Lakers fan... No, I'm just saying it's going to take something like that, and the timing's going to have to be just good enough, and that's the only way he's getting out unscathed. Otherwise, it's game on.
What is she like? Did you ever see the movie Final Destination?
Yeah.
Well, there was a scene when the girl walks off the curb, and then, like, the bus is like, bang! Mm-hmm. What if that happened to her? You think people would be mad?
Well, you mean people would think she had a contract put out on her?
Because
they had this dude
that's
who
what I heard.
Was going to kill her.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't hear about this, Drew?
He wanted to kill the girl. Did you? It was in
he
the news.
He offered to do it.
Offered for $3 million.
He was like this, said he had connections to like so the Aryan Brotherhood or
but
something.
Who did
gonna
he, who
killed.
Was going to pay him, though?
I
heard you was going to pay him.
Who turned him in?
I don't know.
Adam, I heard you was going to pay him.
I heard
you was going to give him 1.5.
I said I was in for a taste, but I didn't say I was going to pay the whole goddamn thing. Drew, remember that?
Okay. You said that. I know what you're talking about.
He's in trouble.
Dr. Drew is
We'll keep our fingers crossed for COVID.
I've never seen a doctor so laid back. He must have some weight in the car.
He doesn't have a care in the world. He gets paid the same as me. I bust my hump here every night. He just sits back, collects his check, and goes home in his BMW.
He went to med school, man. I'm telling you, that's worth it all, man. He went to med school. That's a hard feat, man.
Kira.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, Dad paid
no
for
appreciation.
It. His dad paid for it. I had a stepmom kicking me out of the garage, for Christ's sake.
Kira.
Couldn't even be in the garage.
Yeah.
Wasn't even attached to the house. Couldn't be in the garage.
Hi, Kira.
Oh, Kara?
He's had a lot.
I was there today.
Imagine if he hadn't had therapy.
Oh, my God.
He's got 15 years under his belt.
No, yeah.
Oklahoma. What's up?
Kara?
Yes.
You're 24. Hi. What's up?
Pretty much, I started dating my boyfriend about 3 months ago, or actually 6 months ago, but about 3 months ago, he started stimulating me with his fingers, and pretty much he can't, when he hits my G-spot, and it... when I come, I can, like, squirt come across the room, like, past his head.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bill, you like that?
Yeah, I was hot, because she said she can squirt clear across the room. I just saw a stream. I'm like, that's fantastic.
Is it a spray or a stream?
Is it a spray or a stream? That's a good question.
I guess it's kind of, I don't know. I should ask him.
Okay.
You don't see it.
Does it feel good, though? Is it, like, a good thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
A stream might be urine. Right.
Well, but it doesn't smell like urine or, like, taste like it. He says it doesn't taste like urine.
Doesn't taste like
urine. So he's standing against the wall and you shoot it in his mouth.
Well, yeah.
It's like a seltzer bottle.
A couple times.
So is there a question?
Vagina. What's your question? Because you're doing fine right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My question is just pretty much for Dr. Drew. Where does it come from, and how does female ejaculation work?
I was thinking,
like,
about the Family Guy tonight. They had a sex education class, which was vagina junction. What's your
function? Yeah, I saw that one. That was a good one. So where does it go, Drew?
That's a good one.
It either comes from the bladder, in which case it is female orgasmic incontinence, or it comes from actually there's some debate about this, but there's a multiplicity of glands in that area, the Bartholin's gland, the Skene's glands, and there's lots of opportunity for stuff to be produced. And so there's just a discharge with a very strong contraction where it's all sort of released. And
what if you did something to the actual opening that it came out of? I'm not talking about
it's
vagina, but I'm talking.
Openings.
You mean it comes out?
Yeah,
comes out like a sieve.
Yeah,
and it only comes out during an orgasm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't every woman do it? Because it's just like you don't see that often. They call them squirters.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I think everyone should squirt. Yeah, but
whoa, we just got all. Do you hear that?
We're on a few second delay now. We can't in our head. We can't hear a damn thing.
Oh, well, listen, I'm taking my headphones off. It'll be better. Yeah. Hey, I don't know if anyone's into that. Are you into that, Bill?
Yeah, I think that squirting is really fabulous. It's at first, though, it feels weird because the first time it ever happened to me, I was kind of thrown off. I was like,
well, hold on. That was a dude.
No.
Yeah.
No, this was a girl, and it was a little crazy.
Okay.
Because you don't know.
Was she peeing?
No. It was just like she said. It was like, you know, right during the orgasm.
Where were you? I mean, were you on top was your head down there?
No, and I think I was on the bottom. Yeah, I was on the bottom.
Okay, that's good.
That's where it's...
But you weren't performing oral sex.
Oh, no, that would just be crazy. You just need to shampoo on the spot.
Yeah, see, that could happen.
Yeah. Dr. Drew, have you ever experienced this
squirter
before?
No, I can't say I have. No. Right. Well, something I've missed in my life.
He's constantly jerks off. Okay, Adam, have you ever experienced a squirter?
No, but I've never been with someone who had an orgasm. I don't know that women can have orgasms. I'm always suspicious.
I think you might be a little quick on the draw there, buddy.
No,
he's the ninja.
I take a long time. They just don't know. They don't know I'm in them. No, I just think they still, you know,
they don't feel nothing.
Nah,
but you're tearing it up. There's smoke everywhere.
In my mind,
in your mind, you're killing it.
Yeah, I'm killing it.
Oh my God, I love you like a fat
kid. It's like beating someone up who's asleep and they don't wake up. You know what I mean? You think you're kicking ass.
You ain't doing nothing.
Over. Yeah, but I've given a few via the oral sex, but never. Maybe I have. But you know what's weird? I don't like once in a while, you'll tell the chick like she'll be like, I can't have one if you're in me. I can only have one if I'm rubbing on myself or you're rubbing on me. And you go like, well, why don't you rub on yourself while I'm in you? And they go, okay, I'll try that. And they go, not working. And you're like, what? Why wouldn't that work? I'm in you. You got
especially
your hand
penis.
There. You got my penis.
This little
you
one.
You got your hand. It's
yeah,
perfect.
It's like,
they're like, no, it's too much. Too much.
Yeah. Maybe they can't focus.
No guy's ever said too much.
That's again one of the biological differences between men and women. There's no equivalent for that in the male.
We don't have that problem.
Like no guy.
There's no even perceptual experience like
no
that.
No guy ever was like... banging some chick doggy style, had another chick licking on his neck and another chick licking his nipple and went, whoa, too much. Whoa, hold on, that's too much.
No,
I'm being overwhelmed.
I think that's a straight cardiac arrest right there.
Let's all just step back.
Can you
just
back
relax.
Up off me?
We need some cuddling for a minute here.
I need some tender love.
No, that guy's like, who's got some coke? Now we got to do some coke. That's what guys are like. Chicks can let you go, you know, get the vibrator out. Let me get going. Too much.
Yeah,
too much.
I think ladies need to work that out. We should all come together. We should all mentally get
stimulated. They should figure that out.
They should figure it out amongst themselves, but they don't talk about it.
Yeah.
They don't?
And there's no sort of language for them or forum for them to talk about it realistically.
Wow.
It's supposed to be like, their thing is, if you're not like a 17-year-old male, then you're flawed. So shut up. Don't talk about it.
There you go.
Viana?
Viani.
Sorry.
Hello, Viani.
What's up? You're 25.
I'm 25, and I have this situation where I am constantly needing and wanting sex 24/7. And I've always been like this. It's not like where it's something where it just automatically happened. It's happened since I was like 9 years old. Seriously.
Yeah, well, that suggests something special happened when you were like six.
I'm really horny on the time, all the time.
Always horny?
Anything happen to you? Or get molested or your dad leave you or do something weird to you or something? No?
You know, and I've gone to counseling for it because I am actually divorced and my ex-husband couldn't keep up with me. And he used to take like those Cobra pills to try and keep up with me, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
And now the boyfriend I have, he's always sore and says that, you know, I mean, he's keeping up pretty good.
How many times a week are you good for?
I'm at least 3 or 4 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the morning. It's at night. I wake up and I'll go at it.
You're not wrong.
You know what? I am raw. And that's one thing I was going to talk to you guys about because I'm at the point where I am raw. But you know what? It's a raw where I'm like, I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something happened.
Something seems weird here. Yeah. We're not missing anything.
No, and you know, I've gone to counselors, I've gone to psychologists, actually, and I've been to I don't know how many. Because, like, even I was...
All right, Drew, let me ask the right question.
You grew up with your biological parents?
Yes. They're both married still. I have a normal family. My father's an attorney. Mm-hmm. And actually, I'm well stable, and I've gone to college. And
you have relationships that are stable?
Yeah, I was married for 7.5 years. He was psycho, though, because he was in the Marine Corps, and I thought, you know, marriage is one thing, and you stay married forever. And
you scrambled his brain with poontang. Maybe he couldn't see straight anymore.
And your dad wasn't. No one ever hit you growing up.
He was always gone, like on boat and stuff. I mean, when he was gone,
your husband.
Let me ask you again. Growing up, no one ever hit you?
No. No.
All right.
No, never.
I mean,
hit.
I would get spanked because we got in trouble. My father was a strict military guy.
Okay. And would he hit you with an object?
A belt.
Okay. That is physical abuse, and that is one of the sources for sexual compulsion like this.
That's why I like it rough and my hair pulled and me being spanked.
That's where that comes from. Correct.
Really?
That's where that comes from. Yeah.
Wow. Why? Just what?
And so,
how
Vianney,
do you make that correlation? I don't get it.
It's why we knew to ask those questions. That's where that comes from.
When you get beat like that and stuff like that.
It wasn't constant because my father was always.
What happens when a child is made to feel powerless and particularly feels pain, it actually prunes out some of the cells in the brain. So in order to feel arousal again, you have to have a very high level of arousal in order to even feel sexual again, because that part of the brain doesn't exist. It also walls off parts of the brain that you need to communicate with to have a stable and sort of integrated experience in a relationship.
Whoa.
And,
all right, but wait a minute.
So she chooses a guy who's abusive.
Oh.
That's the Marine guy that chose.
True.
Dad was abusive. And what becomes makes powerlessness in childhood becomes attraction after puberty. So things that made her feel powerless now become very alluring.
Wow.
And that's where that all comes from.
See, that's why he gets the money. See that?
Yeah.
You would have never said that.
No, he would. He knows it.
No, he don't know that. He would have said, spank her ass some more. That's what she
needs. The Marine Corps guy was such... He didn't have a spine, and he couldn't strap his balls on, so he never...
You are angry, baby doll.
Yeah.
What are you so angry? I mean, I understand you're angry. It sounds like you just hated your dad, and now you're angry at all men.
Well,
I love my dad.
See, she doesn't know that. She doesn't know
what do you mean?
No.
Your dad doesn't sound like a great guy. First of all, he's an attorney. He has to be a bad guy.
No.
All attorneys are evil. Just like all doctors are spineless. Right, Drew?
Yeah,
why?
Absolutely.
That pee with them all over the
My
state.
My dad's a good dad. He went for a law firm where there were... the big law firm Phillips and Associates out here, and he didn't like the way they were treating people and how they were like money hungry, so he went on his own because he thought he can help.
Now what about the part where he was beating you with a belt?
When I was young. I mean, he wasn't sitting there just like thrashing.
Right. Well, sums up, then look, some people this happens to and they don't turn out like you, and then other people do, but you happen to be one of the people that turned out like you.
Because of
it's quite a coincidence, isn't it?
Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
If you're raw, right, and you know that's sort of like uncomfortable.
But she likes the pain. Pain is part of the experience of arousal for her.
Why can't you just give yourself a day of rest? You know, let your body heal so you can enjoy it. It should be an enjoyable thing. But doctor's saying that it's more of a
the arousal.
Pain is more.
But
of
it's
a,
like arousal. It's like saying if you're high on speed and you're freaked out and you haven't slept for 3 days,
stop.
Why are you going out to score more?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Really
same thing.
Horny.
All right. So listen, Vianney.
Yeah, you may also have some bipolar stuff going on too.
Yeah,
Vianney.
You got some issues. And you're going to have to work on this because you're not going to correct this problem by finding a super horny guy who'll bang you 5 times
right.
a day,
or denying that it exists. You know, people are trained to man.
How many counselors do I need to go to for them to all tell me that I'm okay, that I'm just
go to one that hey, first of all see a psychiatrist and see one who has experience with sexual compulsions.
You got a vibrator?
You have?
I do.
Wait a minute. You saw somebody with...
No, she has a vibrator.
I understand.
Both.
She has a vibrator and a shrink who specializes in sexual compulsion. That's where she got the vibrator.
All right. Vianney, I'm going to recommend a name to you. Patrick Carnes.
Patrick?
She lives in Phoenix.
He's in Arizona.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell kind of shrink goes to Arizona?
It's hot out there. That's a lot of people horny.
The brains fried.
I think it's their Tucson.
It's hot. 114 every
Patrick
day. You need to get
Vianney,
some love on.
At the Meadows. Okay? The Meadows.
All right. Listen,
the
Vianney.
The Meadows, yes.
How often do you use that vibrator?
Not often anymore now that I have my boyfriend.
Okay. You're gonna wear him out like a Mexican wearing out a hirachi. You understand?
More like a number two pencil.
You're going to ruin your relationships. You're going to ruin all your relationships. You can't.
I mean, like a number two pencil. Yeah, she's going to grind it down.
Yeah.
Thing just goes in. It's like a...
You can't do anything too much. Like, that's like anything too much of anything is bad.
That's just, right. That's
not to say bad, but it means something.
I told Drew...
It means something.
That's what I said about the back door with Drew. I said, that's enough.
That's what I said.
I said, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
You said, finally.
I said, finally. That's enough. Yeah. All right. Listen, Now, look. I agree with Drew. We'd like to just say, oh, man, this chick is hot. She's horny. But this chick has got problems, serious issues.
I mean, that's a bit excessive.
Bill Bellamy in studio tonight. You can see him down at the Brea Improv, and that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Two big shows.
On Friday and Saturday. Two big shows. Everything else is one. I tell you what you want, though, with a woman that's that horny, you want that for a weekend.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's cool for a weekend. Like, you guys go somewhere, and you do it like that all weekend. That's hot.
Yeah.
But come Monday... kill yourself.
That's right.
It's a done.
You gotta take a little Bactine bath and get a crab comb and really do some soul searching. Just a Bible and a crab comb. That's what I do on Monday. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Give us a call.
Bill Bellamy.
In spite of Bill going steady with us, he doesn't seem to know much about me, does he?
Bill would be a great like an investigative journalist because Bill's like, how long you been doing the show, dog? 20 years. Damn, 20 years. When did you start? Let's see.
I didn't say I was a math major.
2003.
Mm-hmm. Minus 20.
83. Damn. That's a hard-hitting interview.
Like he was going to say 63.
I've been doing the show for 100 years. Damn! When did you start? Let's see. 1903. I don't know if he didn't believe. I thought he just didn't believe you. And
that's
he was trying
what I thought.
To screw
that's
you up.
That's like, basically what I was saying.
Like he was working at the door. Dr. Shapiro, you say you're 39. What year were you born,
year are you
son?
Born?
An 88. People do that on this show all the time. They try to pass themselves off at 22, and you're like, okay, when were you born? And they're like, 89.
Carry the 4.
Hey, listen, here's how you know you're busted. If you got to do like a 4 second before you give the date,
it's a wrap.
That means you're doing some math.
Yeah, you're doing wrong.
And usually then get it wrong too.
Oh, yeah.
And I would say not within 5 years. Oftentimes, here's the rule. If you're going to lie in increments of 10, it just makes it easy if someone pops you. Like, if you're 15, say you're 20, then you can go back and you can say, I was born in 83. Or say you're 30 and go back and say you're born in 73. You know, it makes it easier. Don't pass yourself off as 37 and a half. It's
too much.
It's
too much math.
Way too much math. You'll have yourself being born around World War One. All right, Bill Bellamy going to be at the La Brea, or I should say the Brea Improv, which is coming up this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah. Two big shows.
I think that's Orange County, isn't it? Is it Orange County?
Yeah. I'd say it is.
Orange County, yeah.
No better place to see comedy performed than Orange County. Yep, you go down to the OC.
To the OC.
You see the BB and the OC. Yeah, Drew? You take it from AC.
I like that. I like how you're doing it, Blair. I like it.
Will?
Hey.
You're 18. What's up?
Oh, dude. Adam, man, you are a comedic genius.
Oh, great. Thank you.
And Dr. Drew, words can't describe you, my friend. Words cannot describe you.
20 years.
I don't know how to take that.
All you got to do is go to med school, man. You can do it, too.
Oh, I'm trying. I'm on my way.
That's what's hot. Up, Will?
I'm 18 years old, and so school just started. I'm a freshman in college. Pretty hot. Mm-hmm. And we had this little escape thing where we went to the mountains, you know, and one of my good friends from high school came with me. Mm-hmm. And
Hang on a second. You mean like a freshman retreat kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of like that, yeah.
So people from your new school took off and went to a camping trip.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah. So we're going up in the Santa Cruz Mountains, and and we're all sitting around the campfire and stuff, and we all had a few drinks in us. And
today, Junior.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we had a few drinks in us, and we go to bed. And my best friend, who we've been like platonic friends forever, and she's really hot. And I go to bed.
Why she just been your friend?
And so she gives me the little wink, and I'm like, dude, what's up? And she's like, I'd like
she gives me a little wink. What the hell are you talking about, you retard? She's a really hot chick. Hot chicks don't go camping, by the way. That's only in porn movies.
Why was she just a friend?
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
it was very unspecific about what this camping
was. Gave me a little wink.
She's probably a cyclops. Go ahead.
No, she didn't give him nothing. He didn't get anything.
It's just completely,
bogus. Sad.
That wasn't even a good bogus.
No, but I think it was good because I think Bill's stoned. I mean, not Bill. Will.
Will
said he was
stoned. Come on. He's got to be stoned. Will.
Yo.
You got to be baked or drunk, right?
I was a little baked.
Right now.
Right this second, Will.
No, forget it.
He doesn't get a question.
It's
all bogus.
It's all bogus.
But you're high. Are you high now?
No.
Okay.
That's bad news.
Yeah, because that means this is the way you are all
the
time.
That's right.
Wow. People do that all the time. They always argue, I'm not drunk. Oh, really? Then you're a retard.
Yeah, something wrong.
You should say you're drunk. Yeah. Yeah, because then that means this is just the way you are.
Yeah.
That's all day, every day.
That's right. Unless, ironically, when you're drunk. Maybe you're some sort of
genius when you're drunk. By the way, I'd like to point out, that call has been on the screen each of the last three nights. And it's been on like 90 minutes at a time, and I've not taken it knowing it was a bad call.
Really?
You just felt that.
And tonight, I went, all right, we'll see what he's saying. Okay. Again, maybe it's...
Well, that's my only solace, to know that these bogus callers who stay on hold for an hour, 2 hours
at
a time.
They have nothing to say.
Malia?
Yes.
You're 19?
I am.
What's up?
Last year, I broke up with my ex because he cheated on me with a bunch of girls. And... Now I've met somebody new who I really like, and I can't seem to get past the trust with thinking that he's going to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, given that you're attracted to him, I'd say that's a reasonable bet.
Meaning you're attracted to the kind of guys who cheat,
right?
Yeah?
You're attracted to
him. Well, has this happened before or just the one guy?
No, it was just him.
That was the only guy who's cheated on you?
Yeah.
Was he caught in the act, or was it really
tragic? No, actually, one of his girlfriends called our apartment.
Ugh.
Your apartment. You were living with him?
That's so awesome.
You're 19.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. How old was he?
33.
Oh, you're fast.
That's great. True, please. And what happened? Did you answer the phone?
19.
Yeah, I answered the phone. And
what'd you do? Did you do that thing that chicks do where they get the information, then they sit on it for a while, and they go, somebody interesting called today. Yeah. And you go, yeah, honey. And you start hearing that music like it's a movie.
No.
You start hearing that music. Say they were a friend of yours. Told me some very interesting things about it.
I got all the details like most women would, and then sat on it for a good 5 minutes. I threw all of his clothes out of the house, and then I gave him two black eyes at work. So.
Oh, you went to work and just socked him?
Yeah, in front of all of his coworkers.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Now, how old
she has fast hands.
How old is your new boyfriend?
36.
36.
Now, was it one good pop in the nose that gave him the two black eyes, or was it a quick left-right combo?
No, I hit him pretty hard.
Wow.
I mean, he's 6'6", and I almost knocked him down, so.
Answer the question.
One good shot in the nose?
No, two. I hit him twice.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Left, right?
What? How do you hit a man twice that fast? He don't have a chance to block.
Maybe got one, and then a few minutes later got another good one.
And also, when you know you've been busted, like I had a girlfriend punch me out once, and I was happy. Because this then gets you off of whatever it is she was punching you about.
So it's over.
Well, it's not quite over, but she then is apologizing to you, theoretically, when you should be apologizing to her, and all you got was a whack in the head. I mean, you'll get over that.
Malia, though, is a violent person, so we got something a little more
I take it you were very, very hurt. You trusted this person a lot.
Malia, what's your nationality? Italian, Mexican, Armenian? What do you got?
No, I'm Native American and Scottish.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you like to do a little drinking, do you?
No.
No?
No.
Really? No boozing?
No.
Just punching?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it all right. No bosom. Yeah.
No bosom because dad.
Well, but heading down. By the way, you know, finding out your boyfriend cheated and looking over on, at him on the sofa after having a couple of glasses of wine and whacking him one is one thing, but driving down to his work and
yeah,
punching him
yeah,
out.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's
time.
Premeditated.
Right.
Well, that's how, you should have gone to jail for that.
Yeah, that's premeditated. Yeah. You should have killed him. You not killed him, but you should have hit him the moment you call, because now you got time to think. How can
right.
I embarrass this
You're
guy?
Driving over there.
I'm going to let him know. I mean, you could have just put all his clothes so in the tub and poured bleach on him.
That's right.
I've heard
it's
of that.
It's an assault.
Are you violent? Are you a violent person?
No.
Oh,
no.
Please.
You're
of course not.
Yeah, of course not. Now you come.
Okay, so you don't have any weird problems? Nobody was alcoholic in your family or, didn't so. Or violence or anything?
Of course.
My mother is an alcoholic, yes.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Is there violence in your family?
No.
Of course. Mom was never violent. Please. Come on. Of course she was kind of out of control.
Somebody had to do something. Otherwise, it's just something up, right?
Is that where she gets the rage from?
My mother had issues with her relationship with her boyfriend.
With a lot of fighting and violence. And
yeah,
stuff.
They yelled yeah. a lot. But
so
it
you,
was
had
never...
to, you had to be around a lot of chaos in order to live this kind of life.
Yeah.
All right. So, Malia, we don't trust the guy you would choose. That's our problem.
Hmm.
You know, it's not that all guys cheat. It's that the guys you choose cheat.
The ones you're attracted to. The ones you really are into.
Yeah,
those are the guys that are going
to
cheat.
You like to dance. You like to mix it up. You like some chaos.
Because of your chaos, because of the trauma, you got to learn not to go after guys you're super, super attracted to. You got to go to guys that are a little more boring.
Find a guy's a little more boring, and he won't cheat.
This guy, I'm not super. He's not one of the guys I'm like,
oh, okay.
Wow.
You're not,
oh,
good. You're not super into
good,
him?
Good, good,
good. Good.
Right.
He won't
How
cheat.
Do you do that? How do you go out with somebody that's well, like, okay?
You got to drink.
Why would you do that?
You have a choice.
You boost.
You can be into somebody that really makes you excited and be miserable. Or you can have a pleasant life, a real true intimacy with somebody. That
so you're saying to me,
not you.
Date. I'm just saying.
No. I don't know. You're a trauma survivor. That's for people that have real serious trauma histories.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Jesus.
See.
So when you date, you shouldn't have a lot of information in your head so that you can figure out what you're dealing with.
We should put together a little handheld device.
You need some kind of need a questionnaire basically when you meet a new chick.
I'll tell you what we need. No. You know, you see the quarterbacks in the NFL wearing those wristbands
with all the little plates, just tuck in.
You'd be like, "How's your dad? What do you think you did? That son of a bitch! I'll kill him if I ever see him again."
Check.
Okay.
Check.
All right.
Yeah. That, see also part, algorithm. Abusive father.
You get her. She orders a Long Island iced tea, and you guys are out for lunch, and she just shotguns the thing. That's another wristband thing to check. But let me tell you, all this stuff adds up to great sex.
Oh, the sex is incredible.
But you got to pull out. Because you get her pregnant, and then you get married, and then you're screwed.
You actually have a stable relationship, then no sex.
Oh, yeah.
Then it all
that
shuts
happens
down.
Too.
Shuts down.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you say?
Mm-hmm.
When you have what?
If you have somebody like that who's super, super sexual, more often than not, when you actually establish a true intimacy, the sex completely shuts down.
Because they can't do it.
They can't handle intimacy and sex.
And then when things start going smoothly for a little bit, they got to stir it up.
And
so they go nail one of your friends and somehow let you know about it. And
magically.
Then you go flying. Then you get the bleach jug out.
Yeah. And you get to go punch somebody and give them two black eyes.
Right. They're right in the middle of it. That's just where they like it.
Good time.
All right. Let's take ourselves a little break.
That's a great weekend.
Lessons with Bill Bellamy. Learning all about the ladies. Going to be at the Brea Improv coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Sunday, I should say. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. What the hell was I going to say? I was thinking, Cheap Trick is in here tomorrow night. Never even seen those guys, never met them, but I always dug their music. So they're coming in tomorrow night. We'll talk to them about that. Bill Bellamy in here tonight.
In the house.
Bill is going to be at the Brea Improv, and that is coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, can they go to your website if they want to find out?
Yeah, they can
stuff
check out,
this?
Like, if you want to, I just left Miami. I have a lot of tour dates coming up. Check out my website, BillBellamy.com. Real easy. Mm-hmm. Check it out. It's right there. All, you know, the different shows, movies. I got a guest book if you want to go on and post some questions and stuff. I answer them and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool.
Bill was telling me during the break that he will, in each and every question that comes on there, he'll have his assistant read those.
Yeah.
To him?
No, just read them. Just read them. Give it to themselves. Tell them to give them themselves. But he has his assistant. Well, it's not really his assistant. It's just a guy.
Assistant's assistant, yeah.
AD works around the house a lot, but he will have him read those things
to himself.
And if he sees his lips moving, he'll tell him to close his mouth.
Just close your mouth.
I don't want to hear nothing. That's right. That's what Bill told me. Each and every one, though. Joe?
Yeah.
You're 18?
I am.
Oh, and then he said he'll have him reply as me, but not to say that on the. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
All right, I screwed that part up. Okay. That's right. Joe?
Yeah.
What's up? You're 18.
Yeah, actually, I had a question. First of all, Adam, you're the god, dude. You're awesome. Drew, you're a genius.
And, what Bill, about Bill Bellamy? Cool. He's what?
Bill, I haven't really heard of him, but, dude, you're awesome.
Oh, thank you.
What the hell kind of compliment is that?
He said he never heard of me.
You never heard of BB from from B-Town?
I heard the name.
You heard the name.
B-Heights.
All right. All right.
He's 18. He said he heard the name. We know he's heard it before.
He's representing B-Heights.
What's up, man? How can we help you today?
Yeah, I actually had a question about tattoos. I'm really looking in to get at least one, but I'm just kind of wondering what the risk, like, you know, is there any chance of getting, you know, more, like, for skin cancer and like that, and what's the risk taking it off? Is it really expensive, that kind of stuff?
I don't know of any skin cancer risk. People always worry about the viral infectious diseases like Hep B and Hep C and HIV, which is, you know, these are disposable equipment. There's no real chance of that.
Yeah. Like, I was thinking, I was thinking about today.
Yeah.
You know, it looks good. Medium-sized guys don't look right with a tattoo. Super spindly, skinny guys like Tommy Lee look good, and then huge, buff guys look good. But medium-sized, I'm too medium for a tattoo. It wouldn't work right on me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You're right.
You gotta be Iggy Pop kind of skinny.
Yeah,
or huge. You got a big Howie Long size or something. But the medium dudes, it just doesn't work right.
And what is the hep thing?
Hepatitis B, hepatitis C.
How do you get that? I never understood what hepatitis B, C, or D. I don't know.
Hepatitis just means inflammation.
They don't have a D, do they?
There is a delta. It's a delta.
I would have got that.
It's just an inflammation of the liver. That's hepatitis.
That's basically what it is.
That is what it is.
So why is there different levels of it?
There's different viruses that cause it.
Of the liver.
Of different inflammation.
What's the worst one to have?
Chronic C is one of the more serious ones right now.
What is the one that Pamela Anderson has?
That's the one that causes cirrhosis and liver cancer.
So can you still have sex with somebody with hepatitis C?
You can. There's debate about whether it's sexually transmitted. I am convinced it is.
You wouldn't go without a condom with hepatitis C?
No.
I don't know if I could have a frisbee contest with somebody with hepatitis C.
Yeah, that you can.
I think I can do that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
I could get a BJ from Pam, couldn't I?
Yeah, I'll let you have that. Anyway, Joe, the laser removal.
She's going to be delighted.
Laser removal
is great news for us.
Is expensive.
Sweetie, great news.
Multiple applications.
I got it. He wrote it down. I got it
for different colors, but most tattoos can be removed now with laser.
Okay. But is it full out just terribly expensive?
The laser?
Yeah.
Why would you want it to be removed? Because you think something's going to happen. You won't like it, and you want to know if you got an exit.
Right, I mean, right now, I want to get one, like maybe a dragon or something, but, you know, I'm a grandfather of three, you know, I don't know if I really want to say, hey, kids, look at my tattoo, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what's your nationality?
White.
White. All right, don't go for any of that crappy Indian or Asian crap, though, as a white guy. There's nothing worse than that.
The Indian
I don't go for
band,
that.
That's
why don't you know what you could do, though, just to test it out and see if you like it? Won't you do like a henna one?
Yeah,
and it stays on for like 3 or 4 weeks, and then you see if you like it. Like for me, I like tattoos also, but my taste changes all the time. So like, I would have to get something that I could really lock into, and it's like I don't know if I would like something forever.
Yeah, like you test drive it, Joe.
Yeah.
Get the henna tattoo.
The henna tattoo.
Yeah, and they're pretty cool too. You can get some really good ones.
Yeah.
No, they're not too bad.
Yeah.
I had one before. It was pretty
good. What was it?
I got it down. I had a dragon. I had a dragon on one arm, and I did I did a shark or something. This guy did a shark. It was cool.
Once you get the tat, no one will ever question you. So you could get a tat of an aircraft carrier, and you could just say that's my ship, and everyone would just think that was your ship.
You know what I mean? That's the tour I did right there, Catalina. That's my ship.
That's right. But, I mean, I think you'd get a space shuttle tattoo and people would leave you alone, just figure you flew on the space shuttle. Like, once you get that tat,
Oh, yeah. You're locked into it.
You're locked into it.
And your tattoo says a lot about you, so don't pick, like, some really corny or whack.
No, I know. Drew had one on his back. It was the font says A, and it was really bad. I think he chose it in, like, the later 70s. I remember Henry Winkler and his hands were moving.
Pinocchio on my leg.
The Pinocchio fish, too. All right.
Tinkerbell on the ankle.
Let's
take a break.
Oh, we got to take a break? Yeah.
Already?
Oh, we do.
Oh, we have
a break. All right. Bill Bellamy is here tonight, and...
What?
I don't know why. I was thinking about that Crank Yankers call where Drew speaks Ebonics, and I know it's gonna make Drew uncomfortable, but I think Bill would get a big kick out of this.
Which one?
Oh, this is good.
Oh,
this
I
is
love
good.
Crank Yankers.
Oh, good. Okay. Cue that up. Cue that up, would you please, Anderson? We'll hear it after the break.
They put me
you
up.
You had a hizzy. You'd be out of the house.
This is good. All right, Bill Bellamy here tonight. We'll be right back with Dr. Drew and his hizzy after this. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Bill Bellamy is
in
our
the
guest
house.
Tonight.
Oh, we've had some great questions today.
Oh, yeah. And we got more on the way. Bill is going to be at the Brea Improv Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That is this week, two shows on Friday and Saturday. You can go to www.billbellamy.com.
Check it out.
If you want to find out any information about where he's going to be or what he's up to. Now, let's see. Crank Yankers, the Comedy Central show that we created, is on tonight, by the way.
What
actually,
time?
Actually, was on an hour ago. I didn't do a great job of plugging it, I guess.
Oh, you don't have to, man. I'm sure people watch it. It's hysterical.
I'm glad that Bill likes it. And Dr. Drew did a very special Crank Yankers episode with me.
And right. I will dismiss myself during this heartfelt.
He gets very embarrassed.
He gets nervous.
He gets very nervous.
You
he gets very,
you
he gets very embarrassed.
The headphone to your buddy. Here.
Okay.
And
you get the crap out of me when I get back.
Yeah, but why Drew is leaving is Bill has brought a little muscle with him.
Yeah, just in case we get offended, we're going to have to
very large
twist Dr. Drew up.
Very large man.
Into
yeah,
small
so,
pieces.
There's a wives' tale out there that black males have larger penises.
All right. Now, please. Dr. Drew is now left. Now, this is a Crank Yankers call where we called somebody. What we did is we
do a lot of explaining.
We collected phone numbers off the air and then called them back saying we were making a best of tape. So
okay.
Let's
it better be good.
Let's hear it.
Hello?
Hi, is Bo in?
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Bo, this is Adam Carolla.
Hi.
You know the show Loveline, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, good. Are you in a room that's quiet where we can talk a little bit?
Well, I know where I jack off.
Yeah, go
where you jack off.
Yeah, go where you jack off.
All right.
There
all right,
okay.
You there?
We're in the barn. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Bo, what we're doing here is we're putting together a tape for MTV because we're trying to get the show back on the air.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
And we're going to have Drew kind of hip it up a little, be a little more urban, okay?
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
Hell yeah.
All right, so let's just take it like a regular Loveline call, and we'll just start at the beginning. Bo,
right.
18, you're on Loveline. What's your problem?
Well, the problem is I have no sex life.
But why ain't you got no play, playa?
I don't know.
So you ain't hitting the skins.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You yeah. undoubtedly are looking to get the throbbing guzzle. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel ya.
In the meantime, you're sitting in the hizzy by yourself, thinking about a little palooza action. In the meantime, your dong ain't doing shit. We heard when the call picked up. You got all those shorties running around there. You got to get out there and get your bitch spunk drunk. You feeling me? Church, you feeling me?
Yeah.
If you had a hizzy, you'd be out of the house. I'm telling you, nigga, that it would put you into
the
mode where
you
would
that?
Have no problem to get that freaky shit going. 24/7 flowing semen here in your house, in your hizzy, for chizzy.
Go with the flow. Don't talk about it. Just talk the way you want to.
So I don't have to use all that freak a tore up the ass, areola palooza, muffio tang, throbbing guzzle crap in the ass. Shit, right?
Fuck them. Be yourself. Who gives a shit what they want?
Look, motherfucker, I'm telling you, don't be a player hater. Because when you tap her in the ass, you ain't going to be interested in pistol rubbing no more. And the digit is Dizzle. And in the hizzy for Chizzy, going to be great on the QT for real.
Thanks, Fresh Nigga.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Peace out.
Peace out. Now that's Dr. Drew.
Now that is for Dr. Drew. I gotta give it up
because
he threw a lot of things that didn't go together. But
the effort
was incredible. You can't be mad at Dr. Drew for that.
No, you could. You could, but I
no,
can't be
mad. No, because it was a lot of like things that he just grabbed out the air and he tried to slam them together.
It wasn't off the air. I had it written.
Oh, you had it written?
On a Marks-a-Lot board. I was holding it up.
Like, he probably can't even say it. What?
He didn't know what to say.
The stuff they cut out was me going, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah,
I've never really thought of Dr. Drew as a hip dude.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that was very, very hip for him to go outside of his comfortable box.
He's practically Dr. J.
Yeah. I still think we ought to do another one of those.
All right. Well, we'll work it out.
We'll work it out.
And we'll get some. We got to get Bill Bellamy make some calls this season, too.
Yeah, I'm gonna get down with you guys. Yeah. I got a couple characters that I hype.
Yeah, work. Tell us. Well, we'll talk off the air, but don't worry. We'll set you up.
We'll figure it out.
Michelle?
Yes.
You're 19?
What's up?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and the good news is you get a puppet made after you.
Oh, it's hot.
Awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
What's happening, Michelle?
I love Crank Yankers.
Oh, good.
I am actually a lesbian, but I have been sleeping with a guy lately.
Okay.
He brought a girl over to my house last night and decided to bang her in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like a great guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I was wondering if I should drop him or not.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't think you're his girlfriend, though, does he?
No, he kind of thinks of it as kind of like a side relationship.
Yeah, so that's why he did that. He
was probably you as a side relationship or this other girl as a side relationship?
I was the side relationship.
Yeah.
He started getting in with this girl, but she already has a boyfriend.
Mm. Okay.
Well, so why have you led him to believe that this is just a friends with benefit kind of thing, if indeed you have feelings for him?
At the beginning, it was a friends with benefit kind of thing, but after a while, I started to develop feelings for him.
Well, you should have told him. You got to tell him that.
I did tell him that, but he just was like, well, at the first, you know, we decided this was going to be one of those things where we weren't going to get
this
involved.
This is a great guy.
I like when guys do that.
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
He's winning them.
He's like, well, in the contract here, it says you won't have feelings.
Exactly. Look, he's just having a good time. He's screwing. He's probably hoping you join in.
Yeah.
Well, he started comparing me to her. He was saying, well, she's been with guys before. Maybe she gives better blowjobs.
Yeah. All right, so listen.
So do you think a lesbian could give better head than a straight girl? Or do you think there's
probably,
any?
He's
well, I think
right,
the
but...
chewing tobacco is a hindrance sometimes. If they take that out, then I think they can perform. Yeah. No, I know you guys like to dip. Hey, Michelle, what's up with you? Why is your antenna so bent? You say you're a lesbian. You're falling in love with this guy.
Yeah.
What's up?
Your girlfriend
well, I
and your
mean,
girlfriend.
I couldn't get any girls, and so I kind of went for a guy because he was kind of into me. So
what's wrong? What's up with your self-esteem? Why can't you get any girls?
I've been trying. I mean, all the girls that I like over at my school and stuff don't pay me any attention.
You gotta
find dykes, though. I mean, you're going after straight chicks, right?
No, I've been looking. I've been going to clubs and stuff. I just can't find anyone. In my area, I guess, that likes me.
I never heard of girls like striking out. That's pretty hard, huh?
It's kind of nice.
Girls strike
actually.
Out, and then
I
they
like
come
that.
Back to us at like, oh, can't
oh,
get a girl,
like
I
that.
Get with a dude.
All right, you big gal, Michelle?
I weigh
210.
Oh, ain't nobody picking you up.
What are you, 8 feet tall?
You're 210?
No, I'm 5'7".
Oh, you were on the 210.
No.
Are you driving on a 210 or you weigh 210 pounds?
I weigh 210 pounds.
Oh, yeah, you better stay with that dude. Because I'm telling you, most lesbians, they all into the beauty.
Oh, really?
And it's usually one girl who's like sort of like the dude, right?
Yeah, that could be Michelle.
Oh, yeah, she definitely a dude. She wear 210. Anyway.
I am not. I am so a chick.
I know you're a chick, but you heavy as hell. But anyway, what I'm saying is that there's one girl who's sort of like the masculine of the two.
Right.
And most lesbians that I've ever run across, they are really into girls that are like kind of sexy and kind of thing. Now, you could be a sexy big girl, too. Don't trip. But I'm just saying, if you 210, you may need to go to a big girl bar.
And by the way, that's a radio 210. That's like being on the moon. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's over the radio.
I mean, what's the difference between a 210-pound or a 300-pound dude and a 210-pound woman? You're really in a special category.
That's right. You have to have
That's a lot of love, girl.
Hey, Michelle. Michelle, you got to drop a couple pounds. It'll be easier to get laid.
I know.
I have been working on that. I've been going to the gym and stuff.
Hey, Michelle. That'll do it. I don't have any medical training, but I can promise you, get in shape, feel good about yourself, and watch how many women start coming your way. It will change like that.
Oh, okay.
All right. And what's up with that, in that you're a lesbian, you don't like dudes, but you get in a relationship, and one of you plays the dude? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
doesn't
that's
seem a little
crazy.
Confusing?
Yeah.
One of you is going to wear overalls, have a buzz cut, and have the strap on, and the other one's going to be looking like Judy Garland. What is that? You know what I mean?
I don't understand
you like chicks. There's a chick. Why don't you get a chick? Why do you get a chick? You get a dude with a vagina. And some of these chicks are so butch, they're more dude-like than guys because they're working at it.
They work hard.
I mean,
they're doing it hard. I never understand that at all. Like, the girls say they want to be with a woman, but then their girlfriend is just like me.
No.
But you know what
more
I'm saying? But just
you.
Like,
I mean, don't take that a bad
tough,
way. But
I'll kill somebody over Felicia.
No, I mean, we're talking butch. Like, now, you would be a good looking lady.
Listen,
if you
this, like, if
goatee,
if
you know?
Don't look
seriously
at me like that.
Well,
hey,
I mean,
listen,
you're attractive man.
Hey, listen, Michelle could be.
What?
Michelle could be the big butch dude.
No.
Bill would be a nice
no.
Be a nice little starter kit for you. You know what I mean? Get you in. You know what I mean?
Work
not
them
too
out.
Hard on you.
Nah, no, I don't do that kind of stuff.
Nah, it's a favor.
As a favor.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. The girl, Michelle, is definitely going to need to really feel good about herself, too. Because if you know, it seems like she's got a lot of little problems there, Adam.
Yeah, there's issues.
I mean, come on.
There's
she
issues.
One day, Monday, I'm a lesbian. Next day, I'm taking some ding-a-ding, ling-a-ling.
No,
a lot
and
women
let me
do that. They're a little more fluid than men. Men go one way or the other.
Right.
But women will go back and forth.
But
like
also, this is fat chick abuse, where this is what a dude does, where it's like, yeah, I'm going to bang my other girlfriend while you're sitting in the other room watching TV. You
no,
can hear
you're
me banging
eating
her.
A hoagie.
Yeah.
You're sitting there eating a hoagie. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to bang this cutie over here because we're friends. You said I could hit it once in a while, whatever.
Right.
Got to be more clear like Dr. Drew said.
That's right. I'm just saying guys, I think, are abusive too. You know how they act with – here's how they treat fat chicks. They treat fat chicks like you treat a rental car. Who cares?
It ain't my car.
Who cares? I'm not going to drive it off a cliff, but I'll throw it in reverse while I'm still rolling forward. Who cares?
I think sometimes.
And I'll eat if I spill a little something. A little something. It's no big
that's
deal.
Just ain't nothing but soda.
I'm not going to torch the car.
No.
But if I catch a little bumper when I'm backing out of that spot,
so be it.
It's
a rental.
So there's
another part sort of abuse that guys that we've never really talked about is that there's a certain subset of guys that will abuse a woman for having had sex with him.
Yeah,
they're like
really?
They're like so disappointed that they'll become sort of
they almost they have to soil them somehow
right
yeah, yeah that they
just
so
run them into a wall
that,
yeah all right
like a rental car
yeah I like that the rental car
I like that's a nice reference I could really
Thank
relate
you.
To that Adam
yeah what's the number one rental car you got the eating for me it's putting it into different gears while I'm still moving and not actually stopping I like that that's my move. All right, let's talk. You know what I mean? When you're backing out of your driveway in a rental car, you'll throw it into drive while you're still rolling backwards.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
You would never do that in your car. You would never do that with a skinny, hot car.
No.
But that big, fat rental car.
Oh, kill it.
So be it. That's
fart
right.
In it. Fart in it all
fart
day.
Fart all
French
day.
French fries.
Turn the
all
heater
over the
on.
Floor, yeah.
Roll the windows up. Fart away. Leave the keys in the ignition when you head into the store, too. Who cares? That's right. Slide
keep
across
cool.
The hood like Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah.
All right. Big fat hood. All right, where are we, Drew?
Melissa.
Hi.
You're 19? What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I'm 19.
Mm-hmm.
I was calling with a question about my boyfriend. We've been together for a year and about a month, and in this entire time, I've met his friends once. And, you know, he would go and see him, you know, a couple times a weekend, which is cool, but I was never, ever allowed to go.
To meet any of his friends?
To meet any of his friends.
You think he's ashamed of you?
No, I really don't.
Well, what do you think the problem is?
I don't know.
Well, maybe, it's a couple things.
How old is he?
19.
And how long have you been dating?
A little over a year.
Couple things. Guys, 19-year-old guys are very dangerous to be around your girlfriend because they either screw them or tell them something that you don't want them to know.
Or just abuse you in some fashion.
It's lose-lose. Right. He could have had a girlfriend that did hit on one of his buddies or vice versa. Or he could just have some loudmouth buddies like I got. Like, tell him about the time you crapped in the shower when you were drunk. Tell him.
He could be ashamed of his friends, not just her.
Or they could carry on as a group and do things that might not make her so happy.
There's nothing in it for the guy.
Or it could be that sometimes when you're a guy, you don't. Bringing your girl around your friends makes the relationship seem more
serious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe he doesn't.
Year, though.
Yeah, but you know, hey.
What is that?
I have friends that don't take girls out only at night. They're vampires. Like, you know, if it's a girl that you're not really comfortable with, that's just not up to par.
Would you date that girl for a year, though?
Yeah, because the booty is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do stuff like that. You work with it.
There is that.
Drew, you know about the Mafia Tang, right? Melissa?
Yeah.
All right, so are you feeling like maybe he's not, I don't know, he's not proud of you or something? He's embarrassed by you?
Well, I don't think it's that. We'll see. Another thing, a lot of times, like, I'll stay at his house, and I'm pretty close to a lot of his family, and so I don't think it's an issue of him not being, like, proud of me or being embarrassed.
All right, so what do you care? Do you care?
I do care, because back when we first got together, we decided if he was going to go to parties or hang out with his friends and there were, like, other girls around, I could go, too. And if it was just a guy's night out, then the guys would go out and I wouldn't say anything. But, they'd have
parties. Carefully tilled the soil on this one.
Do you think that, in general, there's something up with this guy? Is he evasive when you ask him questions? Does he seem like the kind of guy who would cheat?
No.
Yeah.
All right.
19.
I don't know.
Ain't no cheaters at 19.
What's he do? What does he do?
School? We're both in college.
Okay. Huh. All right. You can ask him to go hang out with his friends or be included, but most guys, I don't know. Look,
who wants to be that serious at 19, though? Like that, like powerful serious? I mean, dating is one thing. I mean, come on.
There's two dudes, though, at 19. There's the smart dude like this dude, which is, I don't want this woman anywhere near my friends. And then there's always that asshole buddy of yours. It's like,
brings the girl every
time. Tammy's coming. Yeah. And you're going,
ugh.
We're going to the donkey show. And they're like, she's cool. And
she likes donkeys.
I'm like, I can't beat off with her. She's coming with us. She's cool. And this is that one who wants to bring his chick camping and stuff. Like five dudes and her. Whatever you do, he's got it. What is that instinct, by the way?
That's insecurity.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to kill you and we're going to rape her. That's what we're going to do. We'll bury you both up in the goddamn mountains. Can Tammy come? Tammy's cool. They're always explaining how cool she is, but it's not about being cool.
No,
it's about
it's
having
a
representative from the other sex when you're out doing the
man stuff.
Thing.
Yeah.
Right.
These guys are so insecure and so empty that they can't be without her. She's got to be there all the time.
Wow. Yeah. That's just weird. It never works. And at 19, if you got a bunch of friends, chances are three of them are better looking than you are, and the chick always gets hot for the one guy, and the guy always gets hot for your chick because
weird.
She's the only chick, and that's all that. Ain't nothing in it. I don't know. To me, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If he does his thing, and you don't think he's cheating, and he doesn't, and you don't go around with him, but you're having a good time with him, leave it alone.
Let it be.
You're doing great.
And listen, you women got to learn to leave stuff alone a lot of the time. Because what you got now is a 7, and you'd like it to be a 9, but it could drop down to a 3. That's the thing. See, people got to do that. I've been thinking
it's
a lot about this, Drew. We were talking, when we were doing the man show, we had this director that he was a good solid 7.5.
Right.
And I was telling my one of my partners, he said, we got to get rid of this guy. We got to get a 9. I said, we could get rid of this guy and get a 4.
Yeah.
Where are we going to get a 9? We might get lower than 7.5, pretty good. Ended up getting rid of the guy, went through 5 guys. They all sucked, never found the right guy, ended up hiring the guy back after about 3 months. The point is, well, 7.5 ain't bad.
You was peaking.
Knowing your value in the market.
Yeah. Know your value, man. That's a good one, Adam. You pulled one out your ass on that one. That's a good one.
Yeah, thank you. That's right.
Right out your ass.
All right, speaking of pulling stuff out of my ass, let's go to the bathroom, Drew.
Really? We're breaking early for the pee.
Break early. We take a little pee break tonight.
It's a lost time.
Bill Bellamy. All right. In the hizzy.
In the hizzy for shizzy.
Going to be down at the Brea Improv. That's this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Two big shows. Friday and Saturday. Be there. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, Dr. Drew.
L-O-V-E line.
Is right here. That is Bill Bellamy. Bill can be found.
I would love to be a doctor, man.
I wish
cool.
You could have seen what I just did, making your damn yellow lemon tea.
Just a
monsieur.
Dr. Thank you.
The plastic piece of the Sparklet's hot water thing just broke off and sprayed all over the room and me
what?
And everything.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you okay, my dear? Do you want me to rub some butter on that?
No.
Some, you sure?
Suck it up, Drew.
Some what?
Some butter.
Suck it up, Drew. He's all burned. He's red.
Man. Yeah.
His hands are tender.
But imagine me. I can't even screw in a light bulb. I'm trying to fix this thing. Hot water spray everywhere.
Yeah, you aren't good with your hands. You shouldn't be working on people.
I don't do certain procedures. I don't.
I could. You stay away. But you put a finger up somebody, right?
That doesn't take skill.
Well, I think it does. I think it takes a soft hand.
I got feel. I got good.
You know what's up there? What would you if you felt like a golf ball? You know the difference between a golf ball and a light bulb, like if you put your finger up there?
Yeah, and a grapefruit.
Okay, because Bill's going to test you.
Okay.
Hey, Dr. Drew, did you have to get exam when you get a certain age?
A prostate, yeah.
Yeah.
And a colonoscopy.
But, I mean, do you get it once a week or do you just get it that one year?
You get once a year.
Are you proposing something to me?
No, I was just wondering because your boy said you like.
Yeah, he's into
things
that.
In your butt, like golf ball in the butt.
We're just bonding. We're just bonding during the break.
Doctor Drew was like, not like a golf ball in your butt.
How about that? How often you get the finger in your butt after 40?
Yeah, after 50, it gets really important.
Once a year. Mm-hmm. How about you do a thing where instead of the finger every year, they do the fist every 10 years. That's my plan. Like, I just take it once every 10 years, but a good fist.
But it's going to be boom.
It's going to be bad.
Oh, yeah. You're going to holler.
You ain't going to feel it for another 10
years. But you got
years.
10 years before you see my fist again.
I had a good time. I talked to a surgeon friend of mine tonight. I said, that hernia, we're going to have to open it up this time.
Oh, yeah. Drew got hernia surgery about 3-4
Whoa.
Months ago.
Nice.
How did you get it? From lifting?
Going back in.
Straining and crying over all them kids.
Bad genes. It going back in.
Got a tender stomach.
Bill, how old are you?
38.
You're going to get the finger in a couple of years.
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tonight, if you want.
You get it tonight.
Oh, Dr. Drew. But Dr. Drew stick his finger in everybody, but I don't want my butt stuck up.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
But about 10 years.
They're all special.
He said at 50.
No. You got to get the first one at 40, don't you?
That's a good idea at 40, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I got one at like 38.
Yeah.
You know what was funny? The guy was putting his finger up my ass.
I beg your pardon?
It wasn't you. It was some other doctor. I think he was a doctor. And he said he was smoking.
He had a jacket on.
He was smoking. He was wearing a leather members only jacket. All right. So he's putting his finger up my ass. And right as he's putting it up, he goes, you know the routine. I'm sure you've had this before. And I was like, no, I haven't.
What if you fart on him?
Busted my chair.
Is that bad? Like,
no, it's considered a sign of respect
in many cultures.
All right, so Bill, you gotta get the finger in about 2 years.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, that's all right.
The fist in 10.
Fist, but then you don't need it again until you're 60.
He's stupid, man. He's crazy as hell. How do you work with this guy?
We split the money. Are you kidding? And I don't look at it as us getting paid the same. I look at you as taking half of my money. You understand? There's a difference. Jake?
Yes.
You're 24?
What's up, Jake?
What's going on?
Hey, what up?
I tried shrooms about 2 months ago, and I wanted to know, like, what are side effects? You know, it was great. It was, like, 10 times better than weed, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's not much good information about that. It because it is a hallucinogenic, we expect to see some brain injury from it. That seems to be a common feature of drugs that cause hallucinations as their primary effect. But to my...
Nobody does it enough,
I suspect, is why we don't see much measurable or sort of easily identifiable damage from it.
Yeah.
Well, on the other hand, ecstasy, we see problems all the time.
Or like acid, because it's like a...
Acid all the time. So, okay. Yeah.
I have this theory about the brother man not taking shrooms. Am I right, Bill?
Yeah.
They ain't into that.
We don't really do the shrooms big.
Jimi Hendrix is like the last black guy to take shrooms.
I mean, a lot of people do shrooms, though, because they think that it's totally natural, comes right out the ground situation. Listen,
there are hallucinogenic mushrooms that will give you these amazing high there in South America, and then you'll drop dead.
Yeah. Are you
very
serious?
Very natural.
And you will drop dead.
These plants have these chemicals on them, so you will not come back and eat them again. It's to protect the plant.
Yeah.
That's what nature put that there for. That's why.
Whoa.
It's
yeah.
That's how do you figure out that a shroom would get you high? Man, that smokes everything
It says something about humans, doesn't it? Or how about squeezing a frog's eyeballs and licking the juice that comes out? That's also hallucinogenic.
Yeah.
The Sonoran frogs. Figured that out.
Just eating lobsters and stuff, though. It's all a mess. I don't know how anything worked out. Yeah. I really don't.
I always think about stuff like that. Like, who's the first man said, let's crack that lobster open?
The shrimp, well, it was first, first the guy started smoking weed, and then the eating really began.
Oh, I see.
They started eating everything that moved. But, shrooms are yummy. I've tried shrooms a couple times. I had a good
couple
time.
Couple times?
Yeah. What do you mean,
did you do it
times?
Again recently?
No, it's been a long time.
I only know about the Lee Press-on-Nail time.
Yeah, I got high on mushrooms when I was 19, and I was watching a commercial for those Lee Press-on-Nails.
Uh-oh.
And when you're high on mushrooms, you're like a newborn.
Right.
But you're like, your eyes are like open like saucers, and you're right. Like, what's going on with society, man?
Right.
Why do men kill each other? What is going on? Why can't we just love? And see, I saw a commercial for those Lee press-on nails,
right.
You know? And I was like, the female of the species sticks long red plastic things to the ends of her fingers so she can be more attractive to the male species. What is up? What is going on? How does this work? Why are they sticking plastic to the end of their fingers, man?
Press on nails.
If you get high on mushrooms, it'll seem like a really weird idea.
Yeah.
Like, here's the deal. You stick that plastic at the end of your fingers, I'll come F you. I got to see blood red pieces of plastic, like claws sticking in it.
Break them off in my back.
Then I saw a monster truck commercial where big trucks were mashing small trucks and the crowd was cheering. And I was like, we're insane. We're all nuts. We're going nuts because a truck is beating up another truck. Then my buddy Ray came in. He was all high on coke, and he freaked me out. And then that was it. After that.
What did he say? You're high on mushrooms, dude. You're high.
Yeah, that was it. And then he picked my buddy up, the Wheeze, and he started throwing him around, and I was scared he was going to hurt him. And I got really sad. Oh. You know,
you were already sad for the little trucks, too.
I felt bad for the little trucks. I felt bad for the nails that were being pressed
on. All the girls
on.
With the little short nails like they work on cars.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in society that you don't think twice about because your head would explode. You know, just as simple as a woman putting on lipstick, painting her face up. Essentially, with makeup before she leaves the house, all the weird rituals, all the things we do, all the stuff we do to each other, all these rituals of life. And you can't stop and think about it because you never leave the house or your mind would be so steeped in that thought, you never get anything done. But when you get high on mushrooms, it's like shaking your head like an Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah.
And there's nothing there anymore. And you just sit there with your eyes popping wide open. And you're watching, you know, Survivor. You're watching Fear Factor. You're watching Temptation Island. You're seeing a Lee Press-on
nail
commercial.
You would sit there wide open, and you'd just be thinking, like, how my cell phone works.
What's going on? Yeah.
What's going on?
I say something into this little thing the size of a cigarette box.
And my boy's all the way in Kentucky.
Boys in Kentucky, here's what I'm saying. Oh my God! I'm taking a picture with my phone! Hold on! You see a commercial for OnStar. It's like, Yeah, I'm locked out of my car. That's all right. We'll tell the satellite to hit the button and your car buttons will come up. Oh, you mean something that's 500,000 miles above us traveling at 76,000 miles an hour is going to open my car for me? No coat hanger, no nothing?
No.
You'll freak out. Yeah. Your head will explode.
Yeah, you got to sit down.
That's why I can't do it anymore.
No more.
Because I'd be freaking out.
Yeah.
I'd freak out that I had a radio show. You got a radio show? Wait a minute. You talking to this thing the size of a kielbasa and it goes all over the country? How does that work? I would go insane, Drew. I couldn't do it anymore.
Instead of repeating the weather.
Yeah.
I'd go insane. I would go insane.
At least he knows to stop.
See, you can do it when you're 18 or 19 because then you just sit there and stare at your hand and you say, oh, man.
I got a hand.
I got to get a Yoo-Hoo in me, man. But when you get older and you start having bills and stuff and you have radio building, and you go nuts.
Oh,
you
my
go
God. Say,
Bill, don't do it. You'll
I
go
won't,
nuts.
Man.
You'll go nuts.
Five.
Yeah. You'll. What's that? Where are we going? Five? I just got I got weird just thinking of
I
you
know,
guys
tell,
get
yeah.
that contact
yeah.
high.
I saw you going a little nutty there.
Yeah, Bill, you go a little nutty. You'd be sitting around going, I was on MTV. How'd that happen? Was that me? What was that?
Every day.
That's just a dream,
getting
man.
Paid.
You got to be kidding
traveling.
Me.
Traveling.
You just sit there. You watch on any given Sunday, your head would explode.
Oh, my God.
Your head
the
would
hits.
Explode. Your head would explode. Jamie?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi. My question is, there's a talk show called Sex Talk that I had watched, and it's an older lady, and she said that if you have excessive anal sex, that it can tear a hole in your lining. And that you can get pregnant.
This is why it's bizarre having this woman talk about sex when she's not a clinician and has not a single thread of real knowledge about medicine.
Why, really? What is she talking about?
She's talking about a rectovaginal fistula, which is basically a surgical emergency.
You get that fistula once every 10 years.
If you actually, first of all, to cause rectovaginal fistulas, almost impossible. And what you could do is tear the lining, cause an abscess, and a fistula could form. Mm-hmm. But believe me, you would know that. I mean, believe me. First of all, you'd have stool coming out your vagina, and you'd have inflammation. You'd
oh
be a mess,
God.
A mess. And so the idea that a tunnel would open up where you could get pregnant, it's totally absurd.
Right. Yeah.
This is crazy having that woman.
Well, who's she talking about?
There's
some of my boys over there. You know,
woman
I mean, he's upset with this
called
girl.
Sex Talk, and she gives all this medical information. She has no.
It's actually, on the radio?
No television.
On TV, and yeah. She's not qualified, basically.
Jamie?
Yes.
All right. Well, this is why you have to listen to Dr. Drew.
Right.
All right?
You can do yourself lots of damage with anal sex, but that's not one of the things you can do.
So you can't get pregnant from it?
No, I mean, not unless the sort of whatever comes out drips
down
south,
and
yeah.
then drips, it goes north.
Yeah, and that's pretty unlikely.
So do you like anal sex more than regular sex, or is it what's going on?
No, I'm just experimenting, but I want
oh,
to
you're
make
trying.
Sure.
Yeah, you can cause fissures and fistula and tears and... Because of hemorrhoids, lots of good problems.
Is there any proper procedure for anal sex? Because people see you saying all these things, so people must be just getting jacked up.
No, they make
you
it.
Just do that just by... Yeah, people do get jacked up.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's a rough night.
Yeah, well, you got to... let me ask you this, Drew. Is a guy more equipped for some anal sex, you know? You got a guy who's 200 pounds... It's got a nice,
you know,
nice, sturdy male rectum,
yeah,
you know, not some little.
Stuff, I don't know.
You got
know.
Some little Asian chicks
when I was
coming
training,
in at 98 pounds.
A lot of the stuff we saw were in men, a lot of the problem. But then men.
But
are,
that's repeated trauma.
But
that's repeated trauma.
Adam has never gotten
pounding.
Over. Adam has been sort of sulking, depressed, everything since he found out that probably most homosexuals actually don't have anal sex.
Yeah.
That
found that out.
Him.
I found
that
out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, what do they do?
They have oral sex.
BJs.
Oh, that's
a
what
lot of BJs.
Oh.
Yeah,
it's
not
a,
that
it's
much anal.
A minority do the anal.
I was a little upset.
So, do a lot of women have anal sex these days? You think is it coming
it's,
up?
In my last 3-4 years, a lot of guys obsess a lot about that.
Right.
Oh, it's on the rise though.
It seems that we come back again this year. You know,
no,
we
but
were,
but look,
we
every
wasn't that big a deal. Now
every,
it's back on the
everything
the
is the bar has been raised completely. Like
right.
you know, most chicks before they get out of high school have experimented with another chick these days.
Right.
And most chicks who are in a relationship more than a couple of years have or even just a consistent relationship or engaging in this, I mean, people are just threesomes.
Trying everything.
Yeah, I mean, anal sex, threesomes, and lesbian experimentation. Up, what, tenfold over the last 15 years?
See, I think it came up, that stuff really hit the ground running about 5 years ago, and it's waxed and waned since. And I think last year, I think after 9/11, a lot of that went away.
Wow.
And now it's suddenly coming back again.
Is waxing and waning when you make her sniff it after you? What is the wax and the wane,
Drew? That's the wane part.
Oh, that's the wane part.
Do women have, I've heard a couple women say that they have better orgasms from anal sex.
Some do, but that's so. It's actually usually women that already are multi-orgasmic.
Anyway.
Yeah. So we only talked to one that could have orgasm only with anal sex. Remember that a couple nights ago, in fact.
That's right.
And we were so bewildered by it.
Felchelina. I remember her. All right, let's take ourselves a break. Yeah. This mushroom thing screwed me up.
Yeah, you were kind of screwed up, actually.
He's
got emotional. Yeah, he got all
emotional.
I'll tell you, we'll question things.
Yeah, I understand.
Too much.
For your brain, that's tough.
I would freak myself out.
You'd go to people live in the same room with a smoke detector chirping every 58
seconds. Yeah, we have these people. No, you know what I would do? I would stare at my flat screen TV and I would slowly walk around to the back of it and then look at the front of it again and then go, this thing's as thick as a credit card. What's going on?
What's going on?
And it's coming off a satellite. I would go insane, Drew. Yeah. All right, let's do some mushrooms during the break. I'm telling we'll freak out. Bill Bellamy.
He's crazy. Bill.
Come back and recite the weather.
Bill Bellamy here, everybody. Going to be at the Brea Improv Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Two big shows Friday and Saturday. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
See, I'm trying to get Bill to buy my book.
Hey,
he's
buddy.
Interested.
Where's your book?
It's called Cracked. I want everybody to read it. It's a good book.
Barnes & Noble?
Amazon, anywhere. You
can get
it.
Down. All
right. Bill Bellamy is in studio tonight. Going to be at the Brea Improv Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Two big shows.
Two big ones.
Friday and Saturday. All right. Where was we? Cheap Trick in here tomorrow night. And it's back to the phones we go. We'll speak to Christy, who's 19. Christy?
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
I was wondering if my girlfriend goes and has sex with a guy and then comes back and has sex with me, is there a chance that I can get pregnant from
that? You're a lesbian.
Yeah.
Is there a chance that she can transport?
You mean like moments later? Yeah.
Well, not like moments later, but within like a few hours or something. I mean, I'm just looking at whether I need to get on birth control or not if she starts doing
a lot of retarded pregnancy hypotheticals coming out tonight.
Yeah.
So what if, but Drew, you say that the sperm lasts inside the woman
in the tubes
for like 2-3 days?
Yeah. 3 days.
3 days. What if she had sex with a guy, the guy got off in her, then they got a vibrator or dildo,
and they're working it around
back and forth,
yeah,
and one of the crafty sperm,
no,
I think
there.
That's how my mom... She may just be talking, but I'm pretty sure this is what she said, that one of this crafty sperm, the Corolla sperm, sticks to the double header and goes in.
Into the fomite.
Yeah, then the fomite, that's the object, right? Could that happen?
Yeah, it could happen.
But what if it's up in the tubes?
No, tubes, it's inside the body.
Then it'll make a dildo that gets
vagina,
up in the tubes?
I know you love this.
I'll make one.
Vagina, Adam, not inside the body.
See, I don't understand this part. There's inside the body, and then there's outside the body.
Well,
but there's inside the body that's outside the body that I don't understand. Like, the vagina's not inside the body.
It communicates with the outside.
You see what I'm
technically,
saying?
Technically, I know what he's saying, but it sounds crazy.
But how about this?
When the sperm goes up in outside the body, but it's in the vagina, but it's outside the body.
Yeah.
When the girl really actually gets pregnant, it's inside
the... In her body, in the tubes. Way inside.
All right, so
and that's where it lies for a couple of days.
And then it descends to the uterus.
What's Christy? What are you doing? You're letting your girlfriend just have sex with guys?
Well, she's bisexual, and she's kind of just coming out into all this, and I'm trying to help her and be supportive and everything like that, and I don't mind.
Hey, Christy, no, you've got something way more on your hands than you realize. It's not just because she's coming out. It's because she has a lot of confusion and a lot of chaos in her, and she's.
Oh, I know that, which is why I'm trying to be like supportive and everything.
You know you're supportive of somebody that's got chaos? You help them contain it. You say, cut it out.
Yeah, you got to set boundaries.
You set boundaries. That's how you help somebody who's chaotic. You don't go, hey, go enjoy whatever you like. It's great, great. That's how you make it worse.
What's the guy doing? What do you mean the guy's coming out?
Well, it's kind of hypothetical. We're making our relationship like an open relationship, and she's looking at going and being with a guy since she already has me.
Do you get to have sex with the guys too?
No, I'm just a lesbian.
You're just a lesbian. Just a lowly lesbian.
Just a lesbian.
I'd like to give you a raise. And
are you 210 pounds?
I'm sorry. What?
How much do you weigh?
Me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
138, I think. Last
okay,
time
that's cool. Because we had a lesbian that was 210, and nobody wanted her either. But you're fine. Oh. You're 138. You're in a good category. You're all right.
Considered a flyweight by the butch lesbian standards, yeah. By the way. She would have to fight.
I wanted to fly, or
junior flyweight. Yeah.
What's that?
I wanted to say something about the caller that called in before, because you're saying, you know, how you didn't understand how girls, they say they want to be with girls, but they go and they be with someone who looks like a guy.
Right.
Right.
Well, see, that's where it's like guys are so visual and girls are like more emotional, and you get things from girls that you just can't get from a guy.
Right.
So it's
the
outside appearance isn't what counts, but whereas a guy looking at two lesbians are going to go, oh, well, one's a butch, you know.
Yeah, but you're making our argument, which is if appearances don't count, why is it always so important that one of them look like a truck driver?
Right.
Well, it's not important.
No, it is, or it wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen so often.
But it's not, well, it's like a standard generalization that the guy is going to look more masculine in a hetero relationship, but it happens both ways. You could have like totally asexual looking guys and like a butched out girl. My girlfriend and I are both like, well, I've been called a lipstick lesbian, and she's definitely a femme. So,
Christy,
were
you clubbed with a vibrator? Did it seems
what?
Like it just seems like you're thinking clearly. I just picture being like whacked overhead with a vibrator.
I thought that girls who are lesbian have very honest and kind of like under, you know, more mature relationships, but it seems as though you guys are having as much problems as heterosexual people. You guys are like experimenting, doing all these different things that make the normal dynamic relationship even harder.
Yeah, you better
a lot of communication there, which is what makes it easier.
Let me tell you what's going on. Christy's calling from San Francisco. She's all up in her head.
Yes.
She said we communicate, we have open channels,
that's
we
BS.
Have discussions. I'm letting her explore sexuality.
That's BS.
You got a screwed up person who's acting out,
yes,
and you're just being a party to it.
You're enabling.
And you're up in your head.
You're enabling. You
got
to put an end to it.
That's right.
You can't have intimacy when there's that kind of chaos and that sort of distraction. You can't.
Yeah.
It's not possible.
Like this reminds me of those screwed up hippie parents who's like the 8-year-old is expressing himself. Who are we to intervene? No. He's the kid. You're the dad.
That's
Step in. Straighten them out.
For Christy's sake, she's the kind of sane person. Her girlfriend's the not sane person.
Right. And she's just rationalizing everything. Matt?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
All right. Well, first of all, my girlfriend was supposed to start her period around the 23rd of September, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we go and we're both virgins, and we decide that we're going to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in the bathroom and go to put the condom on. And when I put the condom on, I was kind of, you know, in the heat of the moment, wasn't really thinking about my head. So when I put the condom on, I put it on upside down, and I realized it was upside down. So I flipped it, and I rolled it on. And I kind of had a little pre-cum, so I took the towel,
one of her mom's face towels with the rose embroidered on it.
Yeah,
put a little pre-cum on that.
Still has initials of her father who passed away. Yes, go ahead.
So I wiped off the tip, right, and then
the family crest.
Sure, right.
And when we started to have sex, I really didn't get it. My head, like, you know, all the way in, because it hurt too bad, and we stopped.
Right.
And now when she was supposed to have her period around the 23rd, she still hasn't had her period, and so she's like a week late. And I'm wondering if that could be it, or just because
I've
heard
that. How long ago did you have sex? What date?
On the
23rd?
Yeah.
You had sex the day she was supposed to have her period.
Well, she didn't have sex. He tried to get in, but he couldn't do it because she was too freaked out.
Yeah, but he cleaned it off with the trusty bathroom towel.
That would be,
well,
again,
maybe she wiped down with the towel, the same towel, after that.
If you have a child, we want to be notified because this is the Messiah.
Yeah.
This is it.
This will be the Messiah.
But I mean, I'm just saying, I've heard that, like, people that have sex the first time, it throws off their period.
Yes, it can. And being anxious about your period coming can make your period not right. come.
Yeah, okay. That happened to me once. Okay, Matt, you're fine.
All right.
Appreciate it. Were you at her folks' house?
No, actually, my parents were in Florida, and we were in my bed.
It's your house.
Yeah.
I always wonder, Drew, I always think about this. What side, like, you guys ever do is you go to a bathroom. You know where it is? Like, if you go in a dressing room, mm-hmm. and you go into the bathroom, and they got the towels hanging in there,
yeah.
and you wash your face, you wash your hands, you start reaching for the towel, and you think, no, I'm not going to get the outside part. I'm going for the inside. I'm going to fold it back. I'll use the backside. I'll use the inside. Then you think, wait a minute, every jackass who comes in here is doing this. They're wiping themselves off with the part I'm wiping my face with. Now I go back to the I go back to the outside, and I think, No, that part's getting used too much.
What
part of the towel do we need to use? You know what I'm saying?
This is why you're going to become the poster child for why not to do mushrooms.
Yeah, right. See, I would freak out staring at that towel. Yeah,
that towel was...
never occurred to me which side of the towel to use.
Oh, and let me tell you, that whole mushroom thing, that was way before any terrorism, any blowing up airplanes, or any of that crazy Hezbollah crap, or all this. That would be it now. That would be it. I would think I'd be sitting on a dirty bomb. I would hear it ticking under my bed. I mean, no, you can't do that. No, you know you got
to
do.
Bill Bellamy, Bray Improv.
You got to get old.
You need no mushrooms.
No, you can't go that direction. You know what you got
to
do?
I don't even want you to have mushrooms in your soup.
You go the booze direction now, where you put a few boozes down, and before you know it, you're in front of the mirror. You got a problem. Your shirt's off. You're talking to yourself. You got a problem with this?
Yeah.
You want some of this? You want some? Come on, towel heads. Bring it on.
Bring it.
Bring that dirty bomb. Yeah, I didn't think you were bringing it. Ooh-ah! You know what I'm saying?
No, not so right.
That's what you do. That's why booze is good.
That's good.
Yeah, mushrooms. Please don't bring it. Yeah, and you're not even sure if you're alive to kill. You see what I'm saying? You're questioning that.
Where's Bill this weekend?
Bill Bellamy. Me and Bill.
Now, where's he going to be this
weekend? We're going to Santa Cruz. We're going to do some shrooms.
We'll go do some shrooms.
Thursday.
I got a
Friday,
VW
Saturday
van.
And Sunday, right?
I rented a VW van. It's just going to be me and Bill. We're
and shrooms.
About, shrooms.
The whole back of it is
all
just
going
to shrooms.
All we're going to talk about is MTV.
That's it.
All. Just me and Bill.
Back in the day.
All right. We'll be back after this. Well, that's the show. Where did the time go? 2 hours.
I had a good time.
Come and gone. Bill,
Bill
Bellamy.
You know, we sort of toured the human experience with you tonight. You know,
we really just got deep,
fellas. A lot of territory.
We had some great callers call in, give us some good tips. We realized that, you know, fat lesbians don't get as much play as the really, you know,
long been a theory of mine. We took a field trip without ever getting on a bus.
Oh, dude,
that's
you're
what
deep.
We did tonight.
You're
see, that's the mushrooms
talking. That's old shrooms coming
that's
back.
That's old shroom.
Rectovaginal fistulas can form, but they're not magic tunnels.
A fistula sounds like something you don't ever want to see.
Every 10 years, I give you the fistula. You want the finger every once every. It's a 2-for-1, you know? All right, here's the deal. Bill Bellamy at the Brea Improv Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Thanks,
man. Big celebrity. You're going to see a big celebrity doing comedy. All right. Thanks, Bill. Always
right,
good to
man.
See you.
You guys keep kicking his ass, man.
Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Are you driving on a 210 or
no.
you weigh 210 pounds?
I weigh 210 pounds.
Oh, yeah. You better stay with that dude.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.